Ramadan violence proves troubling for Christians. Tropical storm Emily bears down on Haiti, and a Bible translation project expands in Indonesia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence is peppering the Muslim holy month of Ramadan already. 10 have been killed in Pakistan, and other nations are bracing for attacks. The Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says attacks, possibly at the expense of Christians, are likely till Ramadan ends August 30th.
Because it's a holy month, if you are touching someone who is not Muslim, that defiles you.
Masri continues,
now the violence happens because you want to cleanse the society. These non-Muslims are probably eating while they're supposed to be fasting. You want to show God that you are so zealous for Him and for Islam that you're willing to kill them or expel them from your community.
Though it'd be easy for believers to lay low.
But you find that the Holy Spirit opens more doors for us. Sometimes you'll be sharing the gospel where bombs are flying, or maybe there's a car bomb explodes, and then now you're able to minister to the neighbors and to the injured people.
Pray for open hearts. Next, weather forecasters predicted as much as 20 inches of rain to hit Haiti yesterday, but it's uncertain how much damage Tropical Storm Emily caused in her wake. Compassion International serves more than 66,000 children in Haiti. Compassion spokeswoman Kathy Redmond says Compassion's working through the local church, which is where Haitians turn for help.
These churches in the communities are transforming whole communities where you would have lawlessness and that sort of thing. These churches make a difference. They are getting the gospel.
Child sponsors are needed to help fund the ministry there, but Redmond says if you can't do a monthly commitment, you can still help through another program.
It's called Compassion's Water of Life program, and for $55 you can buy a water filtration system that can go into a child's house and supply them with clean water for their lifetimes.
We have a link to that at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. A ministry is marking 10 years of outreach in Kenya at a time when their resources are likely to face significant challenges from the famine. Buckner International just celebrated a decade, which has also brought partnerships from high-level dignitaries. The ministry has residential and foster care programs as well as several educational projects. All of them are designed to meet physical needs as well as introducing the hope of Christ to the kids. There's much more at missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to Indonesia, where Bible translation is a strategic priority for Wycliffe Associates. Art Greenleaf explains.
We've got a great opportunity there in Timor, partnering with the National Church. This particular area is not as heavily Islamic as the more Western provinces might be. There's a lot of Christians there, very similar to what you would have in the province of Papua to the northeast of Timor. Remember, too, that it is a secular nation. It is a secular government there, not an Islamic government in Indonesia. So it's a bit easier to work.
Cramped quarters hindering their work prompted the decision to build a new fully functioning linguistics center in Timor.
There's a need to train national translators right where they are. So indigenous linguistics center with a local church overseeing it eventually, it's perfect.
Construction's already underway.
We're looking at about $100,000 cost for materials, and Wycliffe Associates being a volunteer organization, we are looking to raise up volunteers to go and do the construction work on construction teams.
And it's time to stop passing up the diaper coupons in your local ads. In just 1 month, Florida Baptist Children's Homes go through 30,000 diapers between domestic and international child care. From September to November, the ministry will be collecting diapers for their Orphan's Heart Children's Malnutrition Center in Guatemala. You can help support a group spreading Christ's love, but you'll also be entered to win a free mission trip to the center. Our website has that information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India or Nepal from Global Action. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out the information completely, and you could win a blanket distribution trip to either India or Nepal, where thousands need blankets in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.